Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got our old friend, Rob, Lamar Mitchell.
Wow.
Joining us at the bottom of the hour, of course, to talk about March Madness. So this should be a lot of fun. It's be good to talk to him. We haven't talked to him since football was over, but we'll be good to have him back.
Always, course, always great to talk absolutely. To Lamar.
Of course, right now it's all basketball all the time. So we're going to go back to the NBA, and it's an interesting story in The Athletic today about Ja Morant and his situation with the Grizzlies.
Chris,
I'm going to bring Rob G in quickly to kind of give a quick summary, and then you could take it from there.
Real quick before Rob G, did you get to hear the whole Jalen Rose, Ja Morant interview?
Yes.
Jalen got pushback from people, criticized, and did you hear about that stuff, too?
I didn't see the criticism.
Yeah, about what was it, Rob G, that basically he didn't ask the best questions. And
they thought it was a softball interview.
Yeah, just a softball.
I mean, he didn't push him. He asked him what he was supposed to ask him, but he didn't push him, you know, to expound. Or even, I didn't see him ask him about the 17-year-old that boy supposedly beat up.
I think
people, and I'm guessing because I saw there was some criticism, but I didn't see exactly
what it was. Right. I'm just saying that's what it was.
But did people say anything about Why you like, yo, I've been there. I've been to, you know, shotgun willies. Like, yo, I get, you know what I mean? That's softening him up. Or
right, right. You know. As the interviewer, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to make him feel like, and that's a way of, you know, getting in. And, you know, also
you,
when
you athletes. You do want to make guys feel comfortable so they might say, you know.
But also more, when more athletes interview other athletes too, you know, there's kind of a. That's why they get the interviews oftentimes, because they know no that doubt. There's not going to be a hard, over-the-top interview. But all right, let's just
talk. It's a similar criticism to like what Pat McAfee gets for the Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, it's like you're asking questions that we want to know, but there's no pushback. There's no follow-up.
There's no follow-up.
That's the thing.
It's the follow-up.
Whose gun was it?
Right.
It wasn't yours.
Whose was it? How did you get it? Who handed it to you?
Yep.
Why did they hand it to you? Like, those are the questions a reporter would ask. It's not just enough to say it wasn't my gun. How did you get it? Who brought it in?
And then even when you say, you know, I'm not violent, you can, well, look, there's some violent things out here that you've done reportedly.
Right. There's a fight that you had at your house with a 17-year-old who claimed you beat him up. Did that happen?
Right. Like this? Right. And it came out as he was leaving with a gun in your waist.
Right.
Those
are the questions that people wanted to hear that didn't get answered. So, all right, go ahead,
and
Rob.
I'm willing to bet you're not going to get those questions answered anyways, because I'm sure that with the way the Memphis Grizzlies are adjusting things, they're going to be protecting Ja Morant if and when he does return to the team. According to The Athletic, Joe Vardon and Sam Amick, both friends of the show, big fans of both of those guys, in a long-form piece about Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies and their overall lack of maturity was the whole, you know, theme of the article. According to these guys, numerous team insiders have blamed the team's dismal road record on a lack of maturity and focus emanating from Ja Morant. There have even been travel measures taken to curtail nightlife habits this season, with the Grizzlies leaving more road cities, especially the glitzier ones like Miami, immediately after the game instead of staying overnight, and additional accountability measures may follow.
What are your thoughts on this, Rob?
Well, I mean, if they think that they can't trust him to do the right thing and you have to become babysitters, then I guess that's what they have to put in place. You would hope that you don't have to do that for a grown man. And we're talking about, obviously, they're not college kids. And he's a young guy. I still get that. But he's a professional. He's a professional, makes millions of dollars, and there's a certain responsibility. And you have that's where veterans come in, I think, Chris, on a team. You don't have to be the highest paid player to have a say if you're a veteran that people respect and try to, you know, they always talk about having a role model, Chris, or having a mentor or somebody who's been on the road, who's been through the ups and downs, who's had situations and you know, and dealing with women and stardom and money and things being offered to you, right? Being legal or illegal. There's all those things. This going on the road and traveling didn't happen overnight. It's been done for a long time. And there are pitfalls in it. Chris, you traveled the country. I traveled the country. You don't think there are sports writers who got caught up? I know plenty who got caught up in the travel life, who are married and ran amok or astray on the road or got into alcohol or drugs. It is not just players.
Yeah, and remember, like, they got a veteran, Steven Adams. It is a very young team, but Steven Adams, and supposedly, Rob, when they had that players-only meeting the night that Ja went out to the strip club, Steven Adams had mentioned similar things, like, we got to be more mature, we can't be doing this stuff on the road. And hours later,
It was the
Ja
same
is
night?
In the strip club, yeah.
That's so crazy.
And Yeah, look, I think that is a very immature team. And before the Ja Morant stuff came out and was public, watching that team, Dylan Brooks and, you know, Desmond Bane doesn't say a lot as far as I can tell, but he still has an attitude about him. I'm not saying he's a bad guy at all. He seems like a good guy. But they just seem like a young, cocky group of guys that are believing the hype, that think they, you know, I mean, they're freaking, who do they go at verbally? The Golden State, the four-time champion Golden State Warriors.
Right.
I mean, like, in what world do you have a right to talk trash to them? I'm not saying you have to defer
or bow down
and
right.
kiss their shoes. Right. Like, you go out there thinking you can beat them, but you also need to respect them because they're the four-time champions. And you haven't done anything. And that's how they strike me as a team, as good as they are. But I'm with you, like, look, and here's the thing. If they are making these rules, like, we're not staying overnight in Miami. And you know, Rob, most teams, when I covered the league, and I think still today, in most cities, they get out as soon as the game's over.
Right.
Right? You get out.
Not the old days. Some cities, right.
Right, because you used to fly in the morning.
Yep.
But with their charter flights, a lot of teams fly after the game.
Right. There's no reason. There's no reason. Right.
You might stay over depending on what your schedule is going forward. But if you're doing this only for Ja, then I think it's a real issue, because if you can't trust him, like with all he's been through now, with all he has on the line, the money, the reputation, the endorsements, if you can't trust him to make the right decision with all that on the line, you got some big problems. And I almost feel better, Rob, if it's like, man, our young cats are wild. They don't really get it. We don't have a slew of veterans who can kind of explain things to them. Let's just get out of here as soon as the game's over. I almost feel better. Not that you want a team full of, you know, immature guys, but I feel better, I guess, for Ja if it's more the group.
Rather than just him. Right. Yeah. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's something, it's an interesting situation.
Yeah, but you got to be able to read the room, Chris. We talk about it all the time. And find out, is this going to work, or are we going to have a repeat? You know what I mean? Is this just set up for another downfall and another situation or circumstance? And we know he's gotten counseling, or he's getting counseling, and so they got to really read him and get a feel for where his head is and what he's trying to accomplish. We're trying to win a championship, right? That's
right.
That's really the goal here. Going on the road, you got plenty of time to do all that, travel, have fun. I mean, sometimes I think people lose sight. And you can't. It doesn't mean that you have to go to your room, Chris, and you never can go out. I mean,
right.
Nobody's saying that.
You just
that.
Have to be a little bit responsible.
Be responsible.
I mean, we've seen Charles Barkley had his issues, you know, throwing a guy through a window.
There was a smudge on the
Allen
window.
Allen Iverson. Guys have had issues. We're not expecting everybody to be a choir boy.
No.
But you also, I mean, Rob, when you've got that type of fame and money, you also can, you know, have a private setting, right? Like, you can do your thing privately.
100%.
And you
don't
have
to be
public. In harm's way. Absolutely.
A lot of guys do that, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, they don't have
doubt.
To go out. They got to, even when they
you
entertain
the
at the house, you
yourself.
Bring the party to your to yourself, and you don't have to be out in public. You don't have to worry about people
right.
snapping pictures, doing stuff, and trying to incite you to fight them. You know, that stuff
right.
goes on as well. So you got
to
be conscious.
I think it comes down to this, right? When Ja comes back, if he was just kind of acting, and you know what's interesting, Rob? He talked about, like, one of the questions Jalen asked him, and Ja said, you know, he talked about what he's been going through in the counseling, like the breathing. I think he said yoga breathing or breathing to relieve anxiety. And I can't remember. He used the term. I didn't know what it was. REITs or some type of thing he's going through. But he said he feels better than he has since he entered the league.
Really?
Yeah.
Just from this little counseling?
Yeah. So he has been, and remember, and we talked about it in his Instagram post or his apology when he said, I have to find a better way to handle the stress of my life and deal with my life. Like, it's unfortunate. This dude has everything, right? He's a superstar. He has all, you know, he just got this max contract.
He's got a Nike deal.
Yes, he's got, the world is his oyster, and yet he's talked about, like, he's essentially said, I haven't been in a good mental place since I've been in the league.
Which is crazy, thinking about all that he's done.
Yeah, and you hope it's not some huge, you know, mental problem. And I think we'll be able to tell, Rob, when he comes back. Like, when he comes back, if he doesn't clean up the behavior, then it seems like it's something. I don't know if there's some addiction or whatever, or if there's some real mental issue or mental health. But if he doesn't, if he was just acting out and misbehaving, and that does this doesn't set him straight, then I think there's a problem there. Because like I said, Rob, you can I've misbehaved in the past, but just basic misbehavior, you can make a decision to say, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Right. I know better. What am I going to do that? Exactly.
Right. Like, so if he can't stop, if you just can't decide, you know what? I'm not going to play with guns anymore. Right.
Right.
And you can have a gun, but be responsible with it. But I'm not going to play with guns anymore. Then there's a problem there if you can't stop that.
And the other thing, too, and 877-99 on Fox, we can definitely hear from people. But, Chris, here's the other thing, too. Your circle, the people who you were around, they didn't do you any favors. You're going to have to readjust that circle.
Yeah.
You have to.
You need to have a talk with them like, yo, y'all got to have my back.
Right. What are you doing? I need you.
You know what's
interesting, can't be around
too.
All yes men, Chris. You need people who really love you and care about you to say, what are you doing, Ja? No.
Well, I won't name the guy. I don't think it'd be a big deal if I did name him, but he was a star player in the league, and I was doing a big story on him for ESPN the magazine. And I was talking to one of his best friend, and grew up together and all that. And I asked, his best friend wasn't on the road with him, you know, traveling with him, hanging out on it. And I was asking him why. And he was like, man, how am I going to be my own man? And this dude's taking care of me.
Right.
Like, I got to be my own man and get my own stuff and do my own thing. And I think that there, you know, there's some of that, right? Like, I get you want to hang out with your boy, but you, like, I like the way LeBron's done it. And everybody can't do it that way.
No.
Maybe
empowered
your boys aren't,
people,
aren't
right.
looking to do it. But yes, because Rob, you know this. And it's not that your boys are trying to do this, but I know players who just wasted a lot of money taking care of their boys.
You can't take care of grown men. You can't take care of grown men, Chris. As if you're picking up all the drink tabs, hotels,
buying
food, cars, clothes. Every time you go shopping, you're buying them four pair of Jordans. I mean, like, it adds up. It adds up.
Where's your pride as a man?
Right.
I get it. It's nice to get a gift for your boy, but I'm not about to let you take care of me like you my daddy.
Exactly.
Or you my mother or something. Like, come on. And so I agree with you, Rob. He's got a, you know, they all, and maybe, I don't know the situation with the dad, but the dad may have to be more responsible too. I talked about him needing to sit down and talk with Ja.
Right.
And,
he's the grown man in the situation.
Too, but
right.
He's got to be the dad in this situation. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. It's just a Ja Morant conversation, as it looks like he will be back soon and be back, you know, to help the Grizzlies try to make their charge in the playoffs. So just what are your thoughts on him coming back and the situation he's in general? 877-99 on Fox. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, he's in the crates. Getting down, DJ Alex Teicher.
Nice job,
and we're
Alex.
Live, yes, from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Ja Morant's the topic. Your time to shine.
All right, here we go, Chris. Let's kick it off with Mike in Washington. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, good evening, fellas. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes,
love your
sir.
Show. Listen to you every night
Thank
when
you.
I'm on my way into work.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Yep, we appreciate you.
Okay, so what I want to talk about it real quick is I think you guys said it, or I may have had I heard it on one of your competitor shows.
Okay.
But a comparison was made. Okay, so you got Stephen Curry, Durant, Wade, through the years have been incident-free, and other big-name players have been incident-free in the NBA. Okay? And I don't understand. Morant better be careful, or as you made a comparison earlier in the program, he may end up like Latrell Sprewell if he doesn't grab his boots and tuck his pants in and tighten up his belt, or he's going to end up like that. I just don't understand how NBA players want to run with their posse, and that's the feeling I get for him. He's letting his posse run him.
And Mike, one thing you did say, and I do, there are people, Chris, who have a long NBA career who never get in trouble, whose names – it's not impossible – but you got to be smart about, you know, like who you're running with, the circumstances, and what could happen to you is what I'm saying. It's not impossible.
I mean, let's not act like you got to be a superhero not to stay out of trouble.
You but know I'm what saying I mean? You, but you got to be smart is what I'm saying. Because
right.
there are
no,
people
no,
who are trying to.
No, you know what
to,
I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
You can, LeBron James, and I will say the social media era makes it tougher, but still you can get, maybe say you get caught out there with a woman or this or that. But that's not the stuff that people are really
–
we're
no,
talking
no, no.
about criminal
right.
or really violent type stuff is what we're talking about. And, Rob, it's interesting. I hadn't really thought about this. But when you think about the guys that win big, they don't – they haven't had any type of trouble with the law. Jordan, he mentioned Steph, LeBron –
Yeah, Kobe's probably the only one who had the
Kobe had his issue. He obviously got out of it, but he had his issue.
Big time.
But Shaq, you know. And now guys, if you know, women, things like that. Magic obviously, you know, had that. But as we're talking about criminal activity or violent activity that you know, puts your safety in jeopardy.
Let's squeeze in if we can. Eric here in Rochester, New York. Eric, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, E?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love your show. Real quick. Here's the deal. That wasn't his first time doing this. Second of all, instead of going to rehab for 2, 3, 4 days, whatever it was, which I've never even heard of.
Right, and they call it counseling, right, not rehab, but go ahead, yep.
Okay, counseling, yeah, whatever it was, they should have sent him to acting school before he did his interview, because I don't know if you guys watched the first 48, but if you watch that consecutively, do you know how many times you hear that same voice, that same tone, that same, it wasn't my gun?
Right.
That was the fakest stuff I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
and
now
Adam
look.
Silver is soft as butter. I'll let you guys talk about it. Thanks.
Well, he ain't David Stern. Let's put it down.
We already know what Chris.
Saying
Stern wasn't perfect, and he had some things that I had issues with, but he was definitely a stronger commissioner. Adam Silver has to tighten up a little bit. He just has to.
And look, and I'll give this to Adam. Look, the police didn't press charges, no charges, there's no criminal behavior. So you got to let a dude, I mean, you know, he doesn't deserve to be suspended like the rest of the season. But we'll find out what the caller said. We'll find out, Rob, if he's acting. Because if he continues to do this stuff, then we'll know he should have been much longer than 3 days or whatever it is that he's been in the rehab or counseling or whatever. So. Because that does, I mean, if he really has a problem, this little bit of time is not enough.
It doesn't seem like it would be, right.
And it's if. He may not have a big break. He was just acting crazy.
Yep. All right.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. You'll be able to weigh in next hour. But right now, we got our man Lamar Mitchell coming up after.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I can picture him walking through the MGM Grand right now with a cane. And the casino is parting like the Red Sea because Lamar Mitchell is that dude. What's up, man? Welcome.
What's happening?
How are you guys doing?
Doing
great.
We're great,
man. How are you?
What's the crowd like out in Vegas? Is it, we got people? Or we got
Must
capacity?
Be crazy.
It is, of course, craziness out here. The craziness, absolutely craziness right now.
Where does the March Madness rank?
Like, money-wise?
I guess the biggest thing is the Super Bowl, but where is March Madness compared to a big heavyweight or a big fight, a big boxing match, Super Bowl, NBA finals, stuff like that?
You know, that's a good question because, well, obviously, Pro Football Championship, that's the granddaddy of them all. But, you know, the first 4 days of this tournament, it is just droves of people. And we have staff members working for us 14 hours a day.
Wow.
Whereas you're working a big fight, it's just one day. You know, the Super Bowl is just one day. So this takes a toll on, you know, the crowd and the staff because, you know, they come in for the first 4 days and then you get another group of people that come in for the second weekend and then you get a different group for the third weekend. So it's I would say it's number two, but in the number of transactions, it's definitely number one.
Wow. All right. Well, look, we opened the show, Lamar, talking about Cinderella teams. And whether or not these mid-majors making deep runs is preferable, overseeing the Blue Bloods, you know, duke it out round after round. So as an odds maker, do you have a preference in that regard, Cinderella or Blue Blood?
Well, you know, it typically winds up the same way, that Cinderellas win a few games the first weekend, and then after that it's just pretty much the Blue Blood. So for us, you know, we like to see everybody keeps the money in their pocket, so we don't want all the favorites to win all the time, but we want the Cinderellas to come through so people have that extra cabbage in their back pocket.
All right, so Lamar, Arizona lost. It's the third year in a row that a 15 beat a 2. Do you guys got, you know, so this is not like uncharted water. We've seen this over and over. Do you have to be a little more conservative with setting the line because you've seen this trend?
I wish I could say that, but unfortunately, no. We do anticipate, you know, when it comes to the 4-13 and the 5-12, we typically set those where we feel that there's going to be upsets in those brackets. But 2-15, that's I know you said it's a third year in a row, but typically that's something that's unheard of. The last you go back before this, it's, you know, how many times? Obviously, we've seen a 16 only lose once to a 16 beat a 1 once, and it's kind of like the same thing with the 15-2. Doesn't happen very often, so that's not one of the ones that we really shade. But the other ones, like I mentioned, we do kind of try to shade those.
And Lamar, I went out on a limb, picked Kansas to repeat as national
champs.
That
is a big limb right
there.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's only happened twice in the last 40 years. are the odds, like, against Kansas actually longer because of how rare it is to see a team go back-to-back?
No, not in that regard. I mean, they're you know, basically based upon what they do in the course of the year will determine how the odds are adjusted and how much money we take on these teams. Like, for example, we're heavy with Houston and we're heavy with Gonzaga. So even though Kansas has been up and down all year and they're the top in the bracket, we don't really look at that as far as if it's going to be a back-to-back team, do we make it longer odds for that team. It's just how the team fares during the course of the year and what monies are coming in on that team.
All right, Lamar, I picked Alabama to cut down the nets this year, and they seem to be a pretty popular pick, especially by the media. Is that the case at the window as well? And if not, what other schools have you seen take a lot of action from the bettors?
Oh, you're right. Alabama is one of our top plays here from the public on the mobile app, on the BetMGM mobile app, on at the window. Alabama is one of the top plays. Another one, obviously, like I said, is Houston. They're popular. And Gonzaga. Those are some of the popular teams that we're getting a lot of play on.
Hey, I got a follow-up here, Chris. Let me ask him one more thing here. From a Vegas perspective, when you have a tournament that this wide open without a clear-cut favorite, is that a good thing or a bad thing for you guys, and why?
Oh, it's always a good thing because you have the money. It's not all going to one or two teams.
Spread out.
It's spread out. You have eight solid teams that we feel can win the tournament legitimately, and that way we're not heavy on one or two teams like we are.
Let me ask you this. I want to go quickly to the NBA. Nikola Jokic had been the favorite to win the MVP for weeks, if not months now. And now, for the first time, Joel Embiid is the favorite. He was now the favorite for the first time on NBA.com. What do you see? Like, Vegas is not the writers, and the writers are the ones who vote in the media. But where are you at? What do you think, you know, is kind of happening with this MVP race in the NBA?
Well, listen to you guys. I kind of agree with what you guys were talking about a couple weeks ago, the fact that Jordan never won all those awards when he should have won and how the analytics play out into it. I think that's coming into play. What you're saying is the fact that, you know, Jokic, could he win it 3 years in a row? Yeah, but could you have Jordan won it 3 years in a row, nine of the 10 years that he was at his peak? Yeah, so, I mean, it's one of those things where we look at it that way, and basically what people bet will dictate how we're going to move that number.
Yep. All right, I'm looking at the board for Saturday for March Madness, and I see a 5-seed Duke is a 3.5-point favorite over a 4-seed Tennessee. Do you guys just not care as much about seeding as the casual fans do, or what kind of action are you seeing on this one?
Yeah, you're right. When it comes to seeding, it doesn't really play it's not that pertinent. When you're talking about a point spread, sometimes you'll see a 10 seed and they're the favorite over a 7 seed. It just depends on the dynamics of the team and where the money's going to go and what the market says, which team should be favored. The number to the left of the team, one, two, or three, sometimes that doesn't really play into how we set these games up.
All right, Lamar, I'm looking ahead to the weekend, and the game that stands out to me is eight-seeded Auburn against number one seed Houston. Houston's clearly the better team, but this game is being played in Birmingham. I saw Kelvin Sampson after the first game, and he was like, you could see he was like, man, this is a road game for us. Like, he was, I could tell he was upset about it. Is it like a de facto home game for Auburn? And how much does the location factor in when you guys set the line? And what kind of action are you seeing on this?
Oh, we're seeing great two-way action on this, but you're right, with this being played at Birmingham, Alabama, this is a de facto home game for Auburn, and we do factor that in, especially with Houston and the injuries that they're facing going into this game. So it's going to be a tough sled for them, minus the 5.5 on the road.
All right, that's our man Lamar Jackson. Have a great weekend, man. Enjoy it.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Mitchell, Chris.
I mean, Lamar Mitchell.
Yeah, you want a contract.
All right, you would take some of that money, right?
Wants a contract. Give that man a contract.
You would settle for $133 million guaranteed, huh?
Definitely. Most definitely. You're right about that.
Thanks, Lamar.
Lamar Mitchell. All right, brother. Bro. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
OBJ on the move. Looks like he's going to be signing with somebody, Rob. What's the best fit? That's next. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It is the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. That's right. Everything you earn doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Rob, we're about to talk OBJ, but oh my. We got some barn burners. Number one seed at Purdue in a nail biter, fighting for its dear life.
Now, Chris,
against 16 seeded Fairleigh Dickinson, which is right down the street from me.
Yep. When you're not here, once in a while, Alan Lee fills in for you. Alan Lee went to Purdue. He's always sticking his chest out about his Boilermakers. I know his panties are in a bunch right now.
Oh, Chris. My.
Because it is Fairleigh Dickinson is up by three. What is it, 140 to go or something like that? It ain't over.
Those who watch First Things First know Dusty, our great researcher.
And
he is dying. He went to Purdue as well. And he is just, I know he is just probably not even watching what's going on right now.
And then it'll be great to see Fairleigh Dickinson get blown out in the second round. I'm just saying.
It'd be fun for a night. But Gonzaga, Rob, they're in a battle, too. I mean, it's early in the second half, but they're up five on Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
They may pull away, but, yeah, right now a 3-14, also in a fairly close game. But, yeah, this Fairleigh Dickinson over Purdue, woo, that would be
Fairleigh
something.
Fairleigh Dickinson, Chris, is where? In what town in Jersey? I know the school.
I believe it's in Bergen County. It's not like – it's probably about 35 minutes from
that's
me.
That's close. You know what I mean?
Yeah, close enough. Yeah, but OBJ, Rob, had a workout for some teams, supposedly looking good.
Is he all right now? Is he ready to play?
Seems like it. Dallas, Kansas City, Baltimore, and the Jets are interested. Do you have a preference where you'd like to see him be of those four?
Not really. I'm wondering about, is Dallas, don't they need a receiver?
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest.
No?
I think Baltimore, assuming they bring back Lamar, needs him the most, and Dallas needs him too. And I think that would be a lot of fun. Any of these places would be fun. Oh,
Chris.
Dallas.
Purdue, no points in the last 536, and then they just hit a three. Wow. So if they're down by two, there's 123 to go. So they went scoreless for 5.5 minutes before that three. Wow.
Yeah, it's a barn burner, as I said. But yeah, so I think Dallas would be good. I'll tell you this. If I'm OBJ, I mean, he should have money. But I probably just go to the highest bidder.
No, I think
he's got his Super Bowl.
And he's probably not going to get the contract he was thinking, right? Yeah,
Think about paying him $20 million?
That's what I'm saying. Injury, so you would take the highest. You got your Super Bowl. You had your stardom years in New York in front of a lot of people. You had all that.
Get paid. And set yourself up. Absolutely. I get it. Playing with Mahomes would obviously be a ton of fun.
Fairleigh
playing
Dickinson
in
just
Dallas
hit a three, Chris.
And with the Jets would be exciting with Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Dallas being what it is. Baltimore, you got Lamar. But I think he should go get the loot. Rob, for receivers, it's not as big of a deal. I mean, it's great to win, right? But do you think any less of Terrell Owens?
No.
Because he didn't win the Super Bowl? No, he still was an all-time great.
I still remember his performance in the Super Bowl, which was outstanding.
He was fantastic.
Even though he was fantastic. They didn't win.
Yep. So, I think OBJ should go get paid. And, this is interesting.
Chris, is it $20 million for one or a multi-year deal for less money? You know what I mean? Like,
Well, he just ain't worth $20 million. I'm sorry.
No. So
at this point, but multi-year,
one and one though. You know what I mean? Like you have to earn the second.
Yeah,
one.
I'm probably looking. That's probably what I'm looking at because that'll keep him motivated.
Right.
Too. One and one.
And if you play well in the first year, then you're going to get the second one, and it's going to be more money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but Purdue's in trouble. I mean, that three just
woo wee.
They're down by five with a minute to go.
Yep. All right. It is the Odd Couple. March Madness is heating up, and so are we. 1 hour left. Keep it locked.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.